When lower Yukon River water levels rise, currents sometimes carry sediment downstream in a thick band of silt. At the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Pilot Station sonar site, a silt band sometimes flows along the site's left bank, and like a curtain, hides fish from shore-based sonar transducers detecting fish for migrating salmon estimates. But this year, the site is using a new sonar tool to peek behind the curtain of silt. Fish and Game fisheries biologist Heather Lieba and Fish and Game technician Donald Kelly anchor 110 meters from the left bank of the Yukon River at the pilot station sonar site and secure a 3-foot-long torpedo-shaped side-scan sonar transducer to the side of their boat.
So this bed end.
That one goes up here, yep.
The transducer emits sound waves toward the river bottom looking for fish in a 220-meter-wide area perpendicular to the bank. Cables connect the transducer to a generator for power and to a laptop computer, where a grainy black-and-white image displays what the sonar sees below.
So I'm seeing textures. Is that reflecting the contours?
Yes. What you're seeing is bottom contour.
What do you think that bright streak is along the...
This is the silt band. So we are able to see the silt band with the side scan as well. And see, this streak here, that's likely a fish. This streak, these streaks are likely fish.
They look kind of like little cat scratches
right
here and there.
Little squiggles, bright, yeah.
Lieba is using the side scan sonar to complement the site's primary fish detection tool, shore-based sonar. Shore-based sonar aims sound waves sideways into the river from the bank. Lieba says the side-scan sonar could become an invaluable backup tool when a severe silt band occurs, as it did in 2009. Heavy flooding during spring breakup in 2009 created a silt band that blocked fish detection off the left bank and prompted Fish and Game to purchase the side-scan sonar in 2010.
What we wanted to do with the side-scan is see if it could be used as a tool to observe fish swimming and count fish swimming on the other side, where the left bank sonar wasn't able to reach.
This year, a less severe silt band formed again along the left bank, providing an opportunity to test the side scan.
And so now this summer, we're facing similar conditions in 2009, and we were able to use the side scan to see those fish that were on the other side in those poor conditions. So it does function as intended.
Over the course of the season, shore-based sonar counts will be compared with the side-scan sonar counts Lieba is collecting. She says when the season began, she had to train her eye to recognize the fish as they were displayed by the side-scan.
The longer I look at this, the more obvious the fish start appearing to me.
It's kind of neat. As the season progresses, in the very beginning, you're hunting for fish. You really want to see them. But when the fish show up, it's very obvious. And you know, oh, okay, they're here. Those are fish.
And I'm Patrice Cole, reporting from Pilot Station.